Welcome to episode 102, The Rocking Chair, a microburst, part of the Cuban Stories on the Green Plantain podcast. A Cuban Stories project, a space dedicated to telling the stories of those who live on the island and the Cuban diaspora. My name is Susanna, a storyteller and your host. Last month, we shared love stories, and in this episode, we explore the love for an artifact that embodies the feeling of home for a little girl. This is an excerpt from the book Flight of the Tocororo, and it starts with a brief memory. The rocking chair. I don't remember the heat of summer nor the coolness brought by the rain, but I can still feel the strength of your oak frame rocking me. The curve and sloping details of your armrest, and even the little indentation where your joints met. I'll come for you. Soon. My childhood rocking chair became part of my personal infrastructure when I left Cuba as a 5-year-old in 1959. When at the port of Maiquetía in Venezuela, I sank in despair watching Dad pull its rockers off and throw them on the other side of the car. Now a maimed chair. I understood there was no other way. It was losing the rockers or losing the chair. The rest of her was secured in the trunk of my uncle's car with a rope, circling the varnished white oak seat and under the finely detailed arms. The rope, in a series of loops around the rear bumper, threatened to destroy the exposed, rounded corners of the inlaid cane on her back and seat. We left for San Felipe, and a part of me lay on the ground with the rockers, needing to be resurrected in a future time and place. The wisdom of age and the loneliness of physical loss caught up with me as an adult in the United States. I needed strong roots, like those of pesky weeds that can't be pulled. I desire to bring home my injured chair and make us whole. A sense of urgency drove me to travel to Venezuela in 1988, and in my Aunt Celia's house, I found the chair shoved against a wall between boxes, old newspapers and magazines. I wonder if she felt abandoned like me. Slowly, I walked through the piles, inching closer to her, all the while making sure I had a way to escape and if any pest crossed my path. Rag in hand, I dusted and moved her to the living room. She was fragile. Anxiously, I loosened the joints with a hammer, fighting for her life. Subconsciously, knowing I had to be prepared to let her die if her wooden parts broke. One by one, the pieces came apart. The arms, the back, the legs, and the seat. I stacked the pieces, wrapped her in brown paper, and tied the bundle with a rope. We came home safe, and I learned how to replace the rattan cane and refurbish the wood. Maybe someday I will have a carpenter make her new rockers. Presently, I'm just content to sit in my 65-year-old chair, my link to home, in a time when my family was intact. Thank you for spending time with me. It's almost like sharing a tacita de café with you in our living room. And today especially, maybe a cup of chamomile since I'm under the weather. As previously mentioned, this story is an excerpt from my book, Flight of the Tocororo, co-authored with Betty Viamontes. Flight of the Tocororo is a compilation of personal stories that have been written over the years. Betty and I share the experiences of our countrymen in exile and in the Cuba we left behind, hoping they connect us with everyone who once left their homeland to start over. The book is available through many outlets, and you can purchase it directly by linking through my website at www.susannasbooks.com, Flight of the Tocororo. And that is Susanna with one N. Thank you for continuing to support our Cuban Stories Project podcast. If you enjoyed the story, please share it with family and friends. We're available on many platforms, including Spotify, Audible, Apple, Google Play, SiriusXM, and Pandora. This copyrighted podcast has been mastered and produced by Susanna's Books, and the One That Amena music in this recording is licensed to Susanna's Books through Pond 5. Thank you for tuning in. Muchas gracias. Y until next time, this is Susanna at the Green Plantain. A tostón, anyone?